Welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. It's with a heavy heart I come to you this evening. It appears that the United States has attacked Syria, and Russia is now warning that they will respond. And, you know, the first video that we ever did at Believe, our website's www.believe.love. Let me just pull it up here. The first video I ever did, this was in 2016, was sending love to both what became President Trump and Hillary Clinton on Election Day. So that was November 8th, 2016. And, you know, I spent about $700 running ads for this because I really meant it on YouTube. And in this case, you know, I just have to say that sometimes we're wrong. Sometimes I am wrong. We make mistakes. You know, people like David Icke ended up, in this case, being right. And what I mean by that is that David Icke mentioned that the politicians are carrying out the agenda that's basically over top of them. And when the parties transfer power, we get all excited about, you know, different issues and things we think are important and this and that, and even, you know, we pick sides. You know, when Obama won, I really wanted him to win. That was the first president I ever voted for, was Obama. And it's because I had hope. I really had hope, and I think that was the poster, right? Hope, you know, with President Obama. So I was really excited that he won. I thought it was a change, and I'm going to be honest, it wasn't. And President Trump, there was no bigger fan of President Trump than me, in terms of every speech during the election. I just felt like this guy is somebody that's going to actually break things up, and he's exactly what we need because we live in a crazy world. People are crazy, and, you know, I've been crazy at times, so... But, you know, we basically, if you have somebody like Ron Paul that's really sensible, they have no chance to win. And Ron Paul, of course, wanted to pull out of war, stop bombing people, get our budget balanced and everything else. And I supported Ron Paul before Obama. I supported Ron Paul into the 2012 election, but he really had no chance to win. And, you know, Trump seemed like the outsider. And, I mean, I still hold some small degree of hope that these attacks now are similar to the attacks, I think, last year, where basically he fired bombs on, like, an empty military base, which, by the way, even MSNBC was excited about that. If you go back to last year... You know, and really, Democrats are supposed to be anti-war. So it's very strange what's going on. That's not the case anymore, you know. And if there was a protest or a march to stop the war, and you can look at the videos at believe.love. I try to find the good in everything. I really try to find, you can see 1 week ago, President Trump chooses peace again, U.S. pulling out of Syria and ending war. And I mean, because why would I do that? Is it that I was brainwashed or is that, you know, I'm not smart or something? Well, you know, listen, I can definitely learn more and more and more. Well, it's because I had hope. It's the same reason I voted for Obama. I hoped, you know, our world is going towards some kind of technocracy where they want us, they want to, and literally World War III could literally be breaking out right now. As I, it's 10:27 Pacific time, Friday evening. Russia warns of consequences after Syria bombings insult Putin. And here's this Russian ambassador to the U.S. said the bombings were an insult to Russia's president and not acceptable. I'm going to turn off. I've been watching Alex Jones. You just heard it go on in the background. I had to pause it. I've been watching Alex Jones on InfoWars because, you know, he's been one of the biggest pro-Trump voices in the past few years. And really, he was against Bush. And a lot of people, a lot of Democrats and people in general think he's crazy. But he's pointed out a lot of things over time that were... some people were scared to point out, but here you see the same, you know, to say I'm disappointed is putting it lightly, because literally we may be going into World War III as I record this. So Alex Jones says this is rock bottom for Trump. He's done with Trump. I mean, he was cussing on air, very mad. As getting back to the story, Russia's ambassador to the United States said the bombings were an insult to Russia's president and not acceptable. Again, we are being threatened. We warn that such actions will not be left without consequences. And basically, in my opinion, I could be wrong, and in the opinion of a former UN inspector, those chemical attacks were a false flag. I have to know that, President Trump has been on Alex Jones's show, and he wanted to get the support of the, the hopeful libertarian, open to conspiracy kind of people, and he did. He got mine. It's not every conspiracy is true, but there have been some that are. And I'm still hoping, of course. It's really not about Trump. I'm hoping that they're attacking places where there's no people. You know, we killed a million people in Iraq, the United States. And I'm hoping that this is some kind of fake thing that Trump is doing, but doesn't appear too fake. That looks like a real missile to me. So it's very possible that I was wrong about Donald Trump in many ways. Maybe he was blackmailed recently. You know, the attorney's office, Cohen's office, was raided. I'm just going to tell you, you can listen. I'm going to tell you about myself. I've sent, naughty texts and got naughty texts from girls, crazy things. I've been cussing mad. I mean, called girls, unfortunately, when people piss me off, I was a nightmare 4 years ago, just cussing mad. No real physical things. So that I'm just disclosing everything about me right now, because this blackmail thing is a major thing. And a lot of times that's how people get results. A lot of times companies wouldn't pay us, and when you say, hey, we have to tell people that you guys don't pay. Well, they pay right away. And so that kind of thing works, but it sucks, man. I don't like having to do that. I don't like having to play that game. It's bullshit, man. We are such assholes to each other as humans. And we are so, I don't know what to do. I'm going to be honest with you. Honestly, I don't know whether to leave the United States or what, because I don't want my tax dollars, 40% of my money, being stolen if we're even here. You know, the weapons are so advanced now, literally by the time you watch this, and I hope this is not the case, they can go right up into space and come right down. The Satan Russia missile or whatever, we named it Satan, by the way. Russia just announced it will test its Satan II nuclear missile. You know, it we can't stop it and all this other, you know, it goes into space, it comes down. It can't be stopped by ballistic missile defenses. I mean, this is crazy, man. And my whole point of this company, Love, L-O-V-E, exclamation mark, is, you know, I would watch Trump because I saw myself in him, which is basically, you know, a bit of a blowhard and probably a little bit of an ass, but somebody that hopefully had good in his heart and he was going to play the game for the greater good. And I mean, the only way that's possible now is if these strikes are against empty places, just like it was before. You know, but it doesn't look like that at this time. And Alex Jones is reacting like it's not. I guess they say they're bombing chemical. They say they're bombing places where the chemicals are, you know. But I don't know how true that is. Chemical weapons equipment and military outposts. But it's very disappointing, man. And listen, if there was a Democrat out there that wanted to balance the budget, said that, you know, hey, listen, we don't necessarily want to turn into artificial intelligence and upload our consciousness to machine to the cloud, like Ray Kurzweil says, and you know, we don't need to have taxes when we have. What I mean is, you know, there's tremendous waste. I don't believe in higher taxes when the government's out of control, including the military spending, which mostly Republicans want. By the way, the big secret is Republicans don't want to spend less money either. So some Democrats need to realize, in my opinion, if they'd like to, that it's a scam. The whole thing is a scam. If the Republicans want to spend more, that there's something fishy about that, right? What's going on here? You know, the whole thing is set up. It's some kind of fake game, as David Icke says, to make us think we have a choice. And Ron Paul said that, you know, not just David Icke. But it's like a fake game, and it's ridiculous, man. I honestly don't know how I got on this planet. I really don't. I really don't know how I got here, man. Things really piss me off. This doesn't even piss me off. I don't know if it's scary. It's so ridiculous because I don't want to be a part of it. I don't want to be a part of a government and a country that is oblivious. And talking about Kim Kardashian's butt, and, you know, I mean, I was going to turn on Jersey Shore tonight, swear to God. And then I look at the headlines, I'm like, well, Syria's getting struck now. I mean, if we go to Google News, this is going to be the top story. But if we scroll down, you know, all this bitching about Trump constantly, and then, you know, it's all this fear stuff. I get it, you know, okay, fear. And we get to entertainment, and it's, you know, Justin Bieber and Will Ferrell and all this crap, man. This is what we want to pay attention to. And we see a war going on, and, you know, hundreds of thousands of kids died in Iraq. 500,000 children, at least. Our money killed them, okay? We're all responsible. By force, you know, okay, Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, the deaths of 500,000 Iraqi children was worth it. This is 60 Minutes. This is a real thing, man. And I don't even know what the supporters of Trump, it's crazy what's happening. You know, some of them are, you know, they support him no matter what. I mean, I was the biggest supporter. You know why? Because I just wanted, I saw it as an opportunity for something different. So, you know, President Trump, and some people are pissed off that, some people are really pissed off that the attack is happening, that supported Trump, like Alex Jones. You know, another channel that I look at on Reddit, and we have a Reddit community, and you're welcome to participate. You know, listen, I need your help, and I want to help you, because I'm really for peace. You know why? Because I've had that energy, man. I've had that energy of war. But here's this great awakening, and this is sort of some kind of, you know, that's great. You know, Trump is legalizing pot and everything else. I actually like that. I've never smoked pot. Ayahuasca should be legal as well. I have had, I mean, that's life-changing. But I don't see anything about what's going on with blowing up Syria. So this is just, it's just a very, I think it's a very sad thing. I'd love to hear your thoughts. You know, our website is www.believe.love. And our Reddit community and, you know, our YouTube channel, everything is Believe Loves You. One word, Believe Loves You. So our website is believe.love. But everything else is Believe Loves You. And Reddit, you have to put in Reddit.com/r/Believe Loves You. And, you know, feel free to write us a message. Let us know what you think. Get involved in our community. We're up to 577. We just started this a few days ago. So hopefully we grow more because, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to move to Costa Rica. I'm not sure what to do, but I'm sick of having my money hijacked and 40% of it and going to crazy wars just to install central banks for the Rothschilds or whatever and getting basically scammed, man. I'm sick of it in general. I am sick of people. What's going on with us, man? With money, I mean, every effing company, I gotta worry about to the point where I'm a real dick. I even have employees, you know, hell, in Venezuela where it's very tough, and I have to wonder, even the really nice people, are they scamming money, keeping money? Why is that? Because it seems like everybody's trying to F everybody over constantly. What the fuck is going on with this, man? Seriously. You know, I have other companies sending shitty traffic. I have to check, you know, make sure our Google account, you know, stays open because people are trying to send bullshit traffic, fake traffic. You know, when you buy ads and all this stuff, and I mean, 30% of the internet traffic is fake anyway, or something like that. So who knows, man? But, you know, you do the best you can because you want to actually be buying real stuff. But what the hell? Like, why? You know, I've proposed different things that are positive, I feel, on our website about free energy, and we're working on it. And, you know, hopefully Gabriella down there has some thick skin and sees that I really want peace and can kind of, you know, I have a lot of problems because of bullshit and incompetency and just lies and people not doing what they say. And that's my, you know, that's my problem, man. And I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect, man. I'm sure some being somewhere, I think I'm pretty maybe not so competent and everything else. And I mean, I've been wrong. This is one time. This is a big thing. But, you know, you want to have hope. If you see I just did videos that why David Icke is wrong about Donald Trump. And I said that I think he hopes that he's wrong. Well, tonight, I'm wrong. You know, Trump announces strikes on Syria following suspected chemical weapons attack by Assad forces. And apparently they showed him some proof or some images of people in uniforms dressing up and chemically, launching some chemical weapons. And Alex Jones was saying that that's how World War II started. Alex Jones was furious. And one of the reasons Trump got elected, Alex Jones. Deep state source. Evidence exists that Syria gas attack faked. So this is crazy. So Alex Jones basically was saying that World War II was started over some fake uniform thing as well. And so maybe this evidence they showed him was fake. I don't know. Maybe. Or maybe Trump just made some kind of deal where he was going to go to war and pretend he wasn't. And, you know, he said he loved war in some of the speeches, but then he said that we should pull out, and he kept saying we should pull out of different places. So anyway, this may be a bigger problem. I mean, the reason why it's a bigger problem is Russia saying that it's going to strike back, you know. And Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova wrote on Facebook, those behind all this claim moral leadership in the world and declare they are exceptional. That's right. I'm going to tell you something. We are effing hypocrites, man. And I've been a hypocrite, and I apologize for that. I still am, man. I talk about love. It's hard for me to be nice to people during the day, and it makes me sad, man. It makes me sad. I get mad over dumb shit. You know, and I try to talk about, I have been getting better over time, but, because things just piss me off a lot, you know, they don't piss me off as much as they did, but, they piss me off a lot. And, because just things don't seem to run properly. And, you know, people, I feel like I'm not from here. And I don't know if that's true or not, honestly. I don't know what the fuck is true. I mean, I've had certain experiences and whatever, and maybe you have too out there, that are very real. But maybe, you know, who knows? Who knows? So hopefully we're all here to talk about this more. We want to bring you the positive in the news, and that would be the most positive thing that I could bring to you right now, because but I'm not going to make excuses. You know, when I started this company, I spent a tremendous amount of money, man, way too much money, tens of thousands, six figures, over six figures. And we had a studio, and you can go and watch us in the studio back in last year, episodes from last year. We interviewed a lot of people. I'm going to try to get that going again, get some great interviews going. But my point was to, I feel I represent some crazy ass energy of the masculine. And that masculine energy, basically, which is a lot of the Trump-style energy, even Alex Jones. And I like that Alex Jones is not making total excuses for Trump right now, because he was the biggest supporter of Trump. He's probably why Trump won. He's got a big following. They had like 80 million views election week, and he's just got a big following. And the entire media says he's crazy and everything else. But we talk about peace and everything else. But what I like to be is real. I like to talk about things like the fact that guys like a lot of women. Guys have screwed over women. But guys like a lot of women, and they probably need to be honest about that. And, you know, there's some kinky, crazy sexual stuff going on in the world. Let's just be honest, man. I mean, you know, I like to be real. So we want to be positive, but I'm also going to be real. I'm not going to be oblivious. I'm not just going to talk about, you know, we need to harmonize the toughest parts of the world. It not just the things in, you know, we go to yoga classes in California and then, you know, we can kill 100,000 people in Syria, but, you know, we're just going to seem all peaceful and, you know, like, hey, man, we're not going to pay attention to the whole picture. I mean, that's cool, but that's not me. And I'm glad if somebody needs to do that, I understand, because I have to be peaceful every day. I can barely deal with anybody. And I'm sorry about that, man. And I want to get integrated with people more, but people are tough for me, man. Because you know we all have our opinions. We all want to be right, including me. And I want people to think whatever they want. And all of your opinions are valid, whether you still love Trump, whether you always hated him, and now you're happy people are wrong. I don't know why people would be happy that we're wrong about Trump. Because a lot of Trump supporters didn't want World War III and didn't want him to bomb Syria. So now that he did and we're wrong, or people are wrong, well, that might mean nuclear war. So, and I remember like one of the first early stories I did was Russia nuclear war less likely. 2016, December 16th, 2016, Russia nuclear war update. And I was basically like, you know, now there's less of a chance of nuclear war. Russia has said that because Trump won. And people were pissed, like leaving like I am like a demon and all that. And I'm like, first of all, nobody even watches the video and listens to what's actually said. I mean, if they just heard that you voted for Trump, they just hate you, like, because I don't know. And the media trains them to do that. And okay, whatever, dude. Like, I can't, if somebody can't even listen to the video, and it was only a 4-minute video, I mean, what am I going to do? So, you know, I thought, hey, no matter what, who you voted for, because remember the first video I did was sending both Hillary and Trump love on November 8th, and I'm going to be honest, I really wanted Trump to win. Why? Because I really thought Hillary was going to be more of the same. I still do think that, but unfortunately, you know, this is happening right now, these missiles. So anyway, I don't know that it's good that we're wrong, because you've got a big problem, you know, and so I'd love to hear you guys' thoughts. And of course, we all need to reevaluate what's going on. But I guess the whole point of this community is it's really not about me. I'd love to get, you know, more people involved as soon as we can expand and afford it. And we have done that. I'm working on it. And I just need you know, if you believe in Jesus or whoever, you know, my thing is I need patience and I want to help people, and I really need people with confidence that they can get things done. And I don't know everything, but I would be happy to, you know, listen, I can admit when I'm wrong. I don't have a specific political party. My whole goal is to try to harmonize the toughest things in the world and some of the toughest discussions. And we are bred to kill each other, man. So we are bred to argue and bitch up a storm. I posted an ad on Reddit about political unity, and they denied the ad. They said it's not allowed. So, you know, I think there's people that don't want us to come together, you know? I mean, there's so much bitching on Reddit. If you just read this, it's just all people at each other's throat. And, you know, again, if I mean, I don't, it's all a mirage, man. Republicans, Democrats, but I don't think the alternative, how I used to be when I, in my early 20s, just to not care and to just kind of have my head in the sand and be like, oh, you know, I'm just going to pay my bills and go through life while we bomb the shit out of a million people, kill children, and oh, you know, I can't do anything about it because, you know, I'm just one guy. I'm just a, you know, I'm just a citizen. So I'm just going to watch Jersey Shore, and which, by the way, I do watch. It's, I don't know why. I like it, actually. It's crazy. Maybe it reminds, you know, I go back 5 years ago or whenever it was out, 7 years ago, right? But, you know, and I'm just not going to pay attention while we kill, we murder people. You know, oh, I can't do anything about it. I just think that's a bullshit reaction. So, what do you guys think? Let us know. Believe.love and youtube.com/believeloveyou. And on Reddit, hit us up. reddit.com/r/believeloveyou. I'm Nicholas Upchurch. Let's hope for the best. And we'll try to find the positive and try to come out of this alive.